The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the program sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Spirit 1400 and its management.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. This is Pastor Reggie Lawrence, and to start the new year, I want us to take a fresh look at the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel has the power to make all things new and is a good place to start the new year. It's a good place to start any day. Today, our theme is a brand new you. Our subject text is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 17. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Paul writes, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though Christ were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." This is a wonderful passage of scripture, and it is a beautiful rendition of a facet of our wonderful gospel, the gospel by which we are all saved. I want to let you know that today and all week long, we'll be coming to you live from Spirit 1400. And the number here, if you would like to call in, is 410-481-1400. And we'll try to take your call while we're on the air. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21 gives us several great truths. The first good news is that of a brand new me, a brand new you. That means we can change all expectations and change them for the better. Take off all the limitations. Deal effectively with all the challenges that we face. No matter what this new year may come with, we have a brand new start to a brand new life. The second is that the nature of the change is that the flesh, as our operating orientation, is no more. It has passed away. And although Paul said, I still must subdue the flesh daily, Paul put it this way. He said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 31, I die daily. That means he had to put the flesh under subjection. He had to, in order to arrive at the newness of life, he had to discipline himself. He had to put the flesh in its place and not to be ruled by his flesh, not to be ruled by his appetites, not to be ruled by the whims of life, but to be ruled by the dictates and the life of Jesus Christ, which is our example. The things of the flesh, the world, Satan, have been replaced by the things of God. These are the new realities with which we deal. We must begin to learn the will and the way of God immediately. And so he tells us that, behold, all things have passed away. All things have become new. Now, all these new things are of God. The new things that we've taken on ourselves are God's things. We have God's point of view. We have God's way of looking at things. We have God's power and access to his power and wisdom. We have access to God's strength. We have access to God's purposes. All these new things are of God, and God has an intent by giving us these new things, and that is to reconcile himself to us and us to him through Jesus Christ. And further, to give us the ministry of reconciliation. And you know what reconciliation is. Reconciliation is when things that were once separated gets back together. When two parties, a boyfriend and girlfriend, break up, if they reconcile, they fall back in love. When you've been spending money over the Christmas holidays and come the end of the month, you have to reconcile your bank book with your expenditures so that your books and your expenditures come into balance. That's a reconciliation. The things work together again. They begin to match. The reality of one matches the reality of others. Well, God has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, who took our sins upon himself. Sin, or falling short of the glory of God, is the thing that prevents us from having a relationship with God. Not just a fruitful relationship, but any meaningful relationship, any beneficial relationship, any relationship that leads to blessings, are frustrated by sin in our lives. But Jesus Christ took our sins upon himself. He said in the book of Isaiah, he said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have gone every one his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all." Our iniquities, our sins, our failings, our falling has all been put upon Christ. And he took it, paid the price, paid the penalty of our sin, and therefore we can be reconciled to God. But more than this, he has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Friends, you know that in the year 2015, it is time for us to take up the ministry which God has given us. We have a ministry to go into the world and help to reconcile the world to God through Jesus Christ. Now, he puts it this way in this our passage. Beginning at verse 19, he says, that is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. The way the gospel works is that God works through Jesus Christ to reconcile mankind to himself, and in doing so, he does not count our trespasses against us. Again, our trespasses have been laid to the account of Jesus Christ. Jesus has paid for our sins. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. And now he has given to us the word of reconciliation. And that word is right here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and those verses that follow. God has given us this word. We understand the nature of our salvation. We understand the nature of our calling. We understand the nature of our blessing in Christ Jesus. And we are called to share that with the world. There are two great truths that we have to come to understand, that we who are in Christ are now the beneficiaries of God's program of reconciliation. That is, we are the beneficiaries of the gospel. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin, what we have earned because of our sin, is death. But then it verse goes on to say, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gift of God, not what we have earned, but what is freely given to us what we didn't earn, but what God has given us by his grace. And we are now the beneficiaries of his program of reconciliation. And second, that second truth is we are now operating within God's program of reconciliation, and that is ministry. We are called, each one of us, not just the reverends, not just the pastors, not just the preachers, not just the Bible teachers or the Sunday school teachers, but every believer is called to minister the words of reconciliation to the world. We testify of his grace. We testify of his mercy, that he saved us, and that he is available to all of us, and that everybody is invited to come. Come home. He knows what you did. He knows your weaknesses. He knows all about your failings and faults. And what he wants you to do is to come home. There is no imputation of trespass. There is no counting of your sins. Your sins, the Bible teaches us, are cast into the sea of forgetfulness. If you were to come to God at the end of your life and begin to confess your sins to him after having been saved through the blood of Christ, God would say, what sins? I have no knowledge of those sins. I don't remember them because he has cast them behind his back, figuratively speaking. Our sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and we bear them no more. He entrusts the gospel to us with the same confidence that he entrusts us to the gospel. That gospel that's given us in John 3:16 and 3:17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life, freely given to those who believe. But then he says this in verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He entrusts us to the gospel just as he entrusts the gospel to us. To be a Christian, brothers and sisters, is to be an ambassador with the authority to invite the stranger to citizenship in the kingdom of God. That is our privilege, and that is the privilege within which we live. We are ambassadors for Christ, imploring the world, be ye reconciled to God. Please accept the free gift of God's salvation. It comes to us by way of a great exchange, which is given us in verse 21, the last verse. What a wonderful picture. He says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Not to be a sinner. He made him to be sin, all sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We don't have human righteousness. I don't have, thank goodness, I don't stand in my personal righteousness. I stand in the righteousness of God, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. What a wonderful way to start the year, in the recognition that we not only have a brand new year, the year has a brand new me. I have brand new opportunities to serve, a brand new opportunity to invite all to reconciliation. This is Pastor Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church, inviting you to take the gospel and stand on it, and this will be your vantage point for the year 2015.